Staying hidden for predator hunting means more than just hiding. We're disappearing into the scenery next on Western Life Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, a scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Wiley E. Coyote pays very close attention to changes in the scenery. Craig Heap, with Sportsman's Warehouse, checks the wind.
Camouflage is very important. Having the proper camouflage for the type of terrain you're in, as well as the time of year. If you're hunting in timber or in the sagebrush, if there's snow on the ground, that all varies, and it can be a little bit taxing to have camouflage for each of those situations. But there is some options out there that we can walk you through at Sportsman's Warehouse about having something that covers kind of all the gamuts, if you will. They have a very keen sense of smell, and I don't personally use cover scents. Every time you breathe, you're putting out more scent. So you can put all the cover scent on in the world, and if the wind is wrong for you, they're going to smell your breath. They're going to smell you sweating from walking in. They're going to smell your call, your seat, your gun, everything. So to me, the biggest, most important thing is to play the wind right rather than worry about cover scents. In fact, I don't use them at all. I don't use any cover scents or scent killers. They'll smell you from hundreds of yards away, and you'll never even see them. I've had some situations where now I don't do it, but back in the day, I parked and walked in several hundred yards and had a coyote coming in, and all of a sudden he just stopped, turned around, and left, and I couldn't figure it out. The wind was right. I stood up to leave and turned around to walk back to my vehicle, and there was the glistening of the windshield in the sunshine, and it's just something that I didn't think about at the time. They're not going to come in if they think anything's wrong.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.